Alphabet Soup with Sarah,
Matthew,
and Laura. Hello, sorry, this is Laura, and we are listening to Alphabet Soup, a radio show all about creative writing from University of BC's creative writing students. I'm Laura Trothewey, and we are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm here today with Sarah Higgins.
Hello.
And we also have Matthew Walsh.
Hey.
So we're doing something a little bit special today. We are performing our first ever radio play.
Yeah.
We've only done two or three shows, so we can't really say that it's our first ever. I mean, it is, but we haven't done too many other shows. So the play is called The Butterfly, and it is written by our lovely co-host, Sarah Higgins. Sarah, do you want to explain the show for us in one line?
In one line, it is two siblings who break into a radio station at midnight to broadcast a message to their time-traveling mother.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so for the next 20 minutes or so, you will hear Matthew.
Yeah, me.
Who will be performing the role of Alf. And Alf is, what, 22 years old? Something like that?
Yeah.
22.
And Sarah will be playing Z. Yeah. And before we go, we'd just like to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones and your pagers and any other noisy devices you may have with you. And thank you. Here we go.
What, Alf?
What?
Give us away, why don't you?
No one's here. It's late. At least turn on the... Here.
Hey!
It's just a flashlight, Zed. Relax.
It's Z, bastard. ZZ.
And you call yourself Canadian.
Time for a new joke, Alf.
Ugh.
Get it? Time.
This is going to be one pun-heavy radio station break-in.
Speaking of time, how late is it?
I don't get it.
Not a pun, Alf. Nothing to get. Just a question. How late?
Late enough that no one's gonna... Ooh! Oh, you mean precisely.
I always do. Just like Mama taught us.
It's 12:07 and 30 seconds. 31 seconds.
Great.
32.
That's...
33.
Great! Good. Thanks.
Yeah, anyway, the point is, it's too late for anyone to be up watching for lights, so... Come on.
Precautions, little brother. You think Mom made it this far by being frivolous with the lights?
22 is not little, and that doesn't even make sense. Plus, the whole problem is how far Mom made it, isn't it? That's why we're...
Here, sending her a message, I get it.
Here, I mean, you can call traveling through time going far. Does far work when we're talking about time? Anyway, point is, I'm not really concerned about her electricity consumption, big sister. Thanks, here, I'll just switch off the flashlight.
Whatever. Just be careful.
Me? Don't be ridiculous. I'm always care. Full oops.
This is why we never go anywhere.
Yeah, right. This is the reason.
What, Elf?
It totally isn't because you're obsessed with following her.
Should have seen this coming.
And I get it. She made her choice. She chose him, not us, and it's been a year since you're...
And I'm still looking because she's...
I should be asleep now, but I'm here.
She's our mother, Alf. Don't you get it?
Oh, God.
If we don't look for her, who will?
You're infuriating.
Love you, too.
Uh-oh.
Are you kidding?
Keep your hat on. I didn't press anything. I just forget what I'm looking for.
Right. Well, maybe because you're not looking for anything.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a message.
He's got it.
We're sending a message. I remember now.
Yeah, eventually. Brain like a goldfish you have. 5 seconds and... Alf, watch!
Sorry, Z.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Do you guys want to be here?
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together.
We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
School, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Sorry.
Your ineptitude is amazing. Oh, it's fine. Maybe just wait there, okay? I'm almost done.
Yeah. This is it, right?
What?
This is it, right?
What?
This message you're writing down, the one we're going to broadcast, is this it? I can't remember. It was a while ago I found it. But I think this is it.
No, shut up. Let me concentrate.
Is this it?
Alf.
What about this?
Ugh, you suck.
I love you too.
Here, take it.
Looks good, I think. I didn't know that you knew musical notation for drums, though.
I didn't. I'm a self-taught Mozart. The magic of YouTube.
And this will reach her?
Those dials look like volume, right? Can you check them? Make sure they're on and hot or whatever?
Self-taught radio jockey too, apparently.
Right? Distraction is way too easy online. It just popped up there after the drum video ended, and I was like, eh, and it's related, so why not?
This will reach her? The message? It'll reach Mom?
And you brought the drum, right?
Z, tell me our mother will hear the message we broke into a radio station at midnight to broadcast.
I mean, it isn't exact what we're doing. It's more art than science, so...
A leap of faith.
Huh. Dad used to say that.
We are our parents' children.
Look, I don't know if this will reach her. I don't know what she'll be able to do about it if it does. But the point is to try, right?
Why?
Why? Take care of her. Remember? It's what Dad said.
before, he said that before he died, and now that she's using it to reach him.
She's our mom, Alf.
Yeah.
Yeah, convincing.
It's just, if it doesn't work, if she misses us, the message, or ignores it, and keeps moving, we'll never find her. We'll have to wait for another entire year, same bat time, same bat channel, right? And in a year, if she isn't dead or timed out or whatever it is you call it, when you travel too much through the same timeline and dissipate, if she isn't that, then she'll be lost, or one tiny plaintive cry from her kids isn't going to bring her or call her back. Not when she's still looking for Dad, not when she loves him more than us.
Alf.
And if it happens, it'll be easier if I hate her. If I'm mad, so why not just start now? Huh?
Wah, wah.
Bastard.
I think I have a violin in here, too. Oh, look, it's the smallest violin in the world.
You have no emotions.
No, I just time them better. Speaking of...
It's 12 minutes.
Cool.
You time them better?
You said it. We need to start this the exact moment she left a year ago. The exact moment she promised to visit in a year, aligning whatever timeline she's in with ours so she can step home without any side effects. Same bat time down to the millisecond, kids. In a year, every year, until I find him and bring him home.
Good impression.
She promised.
And we believe her? I'm still terrified of time travel jet lag. All those stats she rhymed off, like a weird bedtime story. Hey kids, pay attention to all these resonance frequencies and subatomic particles and wavelength accelerators. And then she just goes traveling into it all? Like, here's the monster under your bed and, oh, by the way, I'm dating it and we really love each other.
I like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Lovely image you had there. But I'm not touching your anger. I'll reserve my breakdown for later, thanks. When we stop waiting.
If this works, are you going to punch her? Yeah, I thought so. Z, I wouldn't...
It's balancing fine. I just won't bump...
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Ha!
Is the drum okay? I don't know how to fix it if it isn't okay.
It's fine, Z, no worries.
Whew, so that's how uncoordination feels. You live in a crazy world.
Oh, you're hilarious. 7 minutes.
Cool.
Right, cool.
So, Mom's working off temporal echolocation, right?
Z, come on.
Using the time machine to echo back the subatomic resonance of time.
I get it.
Particular to each timeline to find the one in which Dad is still alive. Like a bat?
I get it.
Or a dolphin? Or a butterfly? Like our time machine? The time machine? The butterfly time machine?
I get it. Why are you going over this again? I know the plan.
She does have a warped sense of humor.
I thought you were the one who named it, though.
Before I knew that's what she was going back to do, flout the butterfly effect, change things.
Flout the butterfly effect, yeah.
The scientific theory that a single occurrence, no matter how small, can change the course of the universe forever. A butterfly flaps its wings here and starts a hurricane half a world away.
I know.
It's a butterfly.
I got it. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's probably a totally legit thing to do in some parallel reality. Your husband dies, so you go time-traveling after him to bring him back, like a piece of cake.
No worries about the kids, though. They'll be totally fine. They'll just wait.
Yeah, and wait.
And wait.
And wait. And I thought you were just going to wait and let this all out, like 4 minutes. We have 4 minutes.
You haven't asked what the words say.
Are they speaking to you, Z?
Idiot. I mean, what the message is. You haven't asked what we're sending out to Mom.
I know what it says. It says, come home.
Halfway there. Keep trying.
What?
It says, come home and...
I don't know. Bring us a present.
Opposite.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah, come home and leave him there. Don't bring Dad home.
She's not going to do that.
I know. She's going to say she did it for us, right? For the family. Back to one big happy again.
I knew you were pissed. I knew it.
But I'm going to make her listen. Bringing Dad back will change things. As in, end them.
Oh, you did do the research I recommended.
I got bored. Anyway, good thing I did, because we're talking capital C change. As in ending the world?
Not necessarily.
But still a possibility. No, a probability. And we can't do that. She may have made her priorities wrenchingly clear, but we still live here. Now. We're still...
a part of the world she'll end.
Yeah. So we need to make sure she doesn't end it.
By bringing her back without him.
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible plan.
Hey.
You said it. She made her priorities really clear. She made her choice, and she chose him.
So the plan...
don't ignore me, Z.
So the plan...
mature.
The plan is the drumbeat I wrote. It'll echo the rhythm of our time, this moment, so Mom will have an anchoring beacon.
What do you mean, the drumbeat that you wrote? Because I found it.
I'm adding stuff, adapting it.
Into what? An opus? What took you so long to write down one drumbeat?
It isn't just one drumbeat. It has our names in it. I think I did that right. We have to remind her what's still here for her.
Us?
God, our parents are weird.
You said it.
Mad, like you said.
I meant angry.
Well, if the shoe fits. And then on top of the drumbeat, the message. Why she should come home, who she's left behind.
Over the drums?
Have you been listening, Alf? Yes, over the drums. They're the things anchoring her message to this timeline. They're her tether home, the rope to follow in the dark, the black light breadcrumbs in the nightclub of time.
Should she choose to follow them? Sorry. Okay, I buy all that. But what's going to make her stay in the present with us?
Us?
Right, like we had such weight with her the first time around. We need something else. The message can't be just come home. It has to be come home and...
yeah, come home and leave him behind.
No, like more than that. It has to be come home and...
what then?
I don't know, and...
and the kidnappers will release Alf.
Hey, why me?
I'm older.
Besides, that won't work. No one else knows about the butterfly, and she'll know that you're lying.
Well, maybe you got talky at a bar one night.
I don't drink. And how would her coming home be any benefit to a kidnapper? Wouldn't they want money? They totally want money. She doesn't have that.
Fine. What about come home and I won't release the specs of our time machine to the world?
She'll totally know you're lying with that one.
Yeah, I don't even believe me. She did a good job drilling that into our heads, I'll give her that. This technology is too dangerous, kids. Put in the wrong hands, it could ruin everything. It could behead all your dolls, Alf, or short-circuit your video game, Z. It could kill all your friends, turn them all against you, make you really, really sick, or make everyone else sick, and leave you the only healthy one. Man, the mother we had, eh? Oh, and don't forget the whole, with great power comes great responsibility.
Which she ripped off from Spider-Man.
And you don't want that.
It could rip us apart, kids.
God, the irony. Fine. What about come home and meet your grandkid?
What?
I just gave birth, Mom. Ta-da. The little tyke wants to meet you.
Well, that might actually work.
Yeah. But we'll have to have a kid. Proof. Or she'll just hop right back in the damn butterfly and...
yeah, we will need proof.
You know, it'll take a bit for the message to reach her. Enough time for a baby napping. Know anyone who works in the maternity ward? Why are you laughing?
Because baby napping? It's funny, right? Wait, you're serious.
Deadly.
We'd return the baby, though, right?
Sure. After we had her convinced. And after we destroy the time machine.
Leaving Dad behind.
Yeah.
Wow, we suck sometimes.
Time?
To get a new family. Get it? Haha. We have 3 minutes. Man, this is taking forever.
Stop watching the clock then.
What else am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Double check? Is it all ready to broadcast? Are we all hooked up and primed or whatever?
Why are you asking me? You're the magic of YouTube one.
And you're the one who wanted something to do. Look, just see if that cable is connected and the button's ready to be pressed. Here, I'll even move these mics for you. We only need one, really. There. I did all the manual labor. You just have to look at that cable and not yet press that button.
Ugh. This God. Button here? This one?
Yes. No, not that button. The other one.
Yeah, because we pressed this button already, right?
What are you doing, Alf?
No worries. Just a little entertainment.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Okay, 20 seconds, E. Time flies.
Huh.
Get it? Time?
Got it. Here, I'll get the broadcast button.
3, 2, please work. Huh? Is this us? Is this now?
It's now.
Really? I thought it'd be faster.
You're the one who found it. You didn't listen?
I told you it was a while ago, and I was freaking out. I just seen Mom, for God's sakes, right there in the rehearsal room. Just me and my drums and Mom, 7 months after she'd...
Yep, magic number.
And you were so ready to chase her, too, right then. Like she actually was there and had just, whatever, left the room. Even though I told you it wasn't really her, just an image, like a memory.
I didn't believe you. It didn't make sense.
It made the only sense. We're still here sharing a chunk of timeline with her, the chunk closest to his death, and you expect she isn't going to show up at some point?
But you were so sure. How?
I'm the son of a musician turned quantum physicist, and the guy who discovered the God particle.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but I've watched all 50 years of Doctor Who twice. Shit!
Caught it.
Shitsy, shit. I can't multitask. Are we there yet? Can you start the message?
I don't think so. Rhythm's not instant yet. Soon. Keep playing.
Tell me a story.
It'll distract you.
I'm overthinking this, Z.
It's okay. Just keep...
What if I can't? I need... I can't. God, Z. I don't know anymore. Baby napping, and I can't even keep this beat, and please help me.
Okay, little brother. Shh. We're gonna find her.
I know, it's not going to be the end of the world.
I know. So, do you still want a story?
Actually, I think I can start this now.
You got this?
We got this.
Ew.
Yeah, sorry, that came out a lot more soap opera than epic.
Heart in the right place, anyway.
Anyway, come on, little sister. Bring Mom home.
What time is it?
Time to stop asking Z and call your mother.
Yeah. Good answer. Mom... Come home.
Come home, please.
It's Zizi, an elf.
Come home.
But don't bring Dad.
Come home.
Leave Dad there.
Come home. There's something else here.
Come home.
Z has a baby.
Come home.
Come meet your grandchild.
Come home.
Come home.
Come home. Please, please, Mom, please, Mommy, we miss you.
Come home.
We miss you.
Come home.
We love you so much, we hate you.
And scene. That was the end of The Butterfly by Sarah Higgins. And so we don't have too much time here, but I just wanted to mention that Sarah's play Anthropophagy?
Anthropophagy.
Anthropophagy will be going up from June 12th to 14th at 7 p.m. at the Little Mountain Gallery. So you